tonight and preaching. It's wonderful to feel God's Spirit here tonight. Amen. And I tell you, I'm honored to be here. I really am. I don't know. I might be like Brother Barnett. He was preaching a meeting here a few nights back, and I was going to it, and the crowds got littler and littler as the week went on. Friday, it looked desperate. It really did. And he said, I've always wanted to see how long it would take me to empty a church. Amen. He said, if I had a couple of more nights, he said, I believe I'd do it. Woo, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you now, I'm just going to tell you how it is. I have got a tremendous burden to preach this tonight. I really do. And I don't mean a thing. I don't mean I'm going to preach good or anything like that, but it does mean that I have a burden to preach it. And I told Debbie driving out here today that I get under such a load at you just the only way you can ever understand it is just to be a preacher. It's the only way. Because you just nobody knows unless it's a preacher. Praise God. Get under it. Well, hallelujah. Thank you. You know, I've been coming to this meeting since I was a boy. Amen. It sure is an honor. Years ago, I don't know how long, maybe since I've been preaching or something like that. It's been so many years ago, I forgot. But I know I'm just a boy when I come up here to this camp meeting. And I never dreamed that I'd be up here some night preaching, praise God, in this meeting. And but I'm honored to do so. And God bless you. I wish you'd have got in, don't you? Huh? Don't you wish you'd have got in? Praise the Lord. Some of you really needed that. You really needed that. We had an old boy break out last night and started worshiping the Lord. He hadn't done it. How long, Deb? Six, seven, eight years? He ain't but about 15. But he got up to where he got self-conscious of himself. And that was it for him. No more running, no more nothing. And that old boy last night, the Spirit of God got in on him. And I'm telling you, we tore that place spiritually apart. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, brethren. Amen. All the brethren up here responsible for this meeting. Amen. Always good to see Brother Lee and Brother William. Praise the Lord. Well, a few weeks we'll be down in his place. Amen. Preaching for him, and God bless him. Amen. Turn with me tonight to 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2. Amen. And it says, everyone that was in distress and everyone that was in debt. I'm at 22 and 2. 1 Samuel 22 and 2. And everyone that was in distress and everyone that was in debt and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Everybody that was distress and debt. Well, sound like a bunch of y'all. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's turn them back over here. I want to go to 1 Samuel and chapter 2, I think it is. Samuel chapter 2, I think it is. Amen. And I've read out so many Bibles today, I told myself I was going to quit doing that because when I go to try to find something, I can't. And anyway, the scripture said that he raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar out of the dunghill. That's 1 Samuel 2 and 8. And then I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, and not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. I want to preach tonight for a little while on Jesus is a junk man. Jesus is a junk man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. I went to Lowe's here a few days back, and I don't know if y'all have this problem up here at Lowe's in this country or not, but I always dread to go back there. Now they let you load. You work for them when you go up there. You know that, don't you? You get to load your own. And, you know, that's bad and that's good. Because I'm not going to take their junk. Huh? I went up there, and I was needing some good 2x4s. And you got to know how to call them, you know. You put that up there, and you crown. You don't want the sled runners if you're going to build walls. Amen. You don't want them hardly if you're building sleds. But be more preferable if you had a sled, you know. And I got up there and I looked at them 2x4s and I looked at them down through there and I'd throw this and out. And I can after you've done it for 30 years, you can just flip them over and flip them over, and I flipped them over. And boy, one of the employees come along and I had a pile. I had a pile of 2x4s laying out in that floor. And he said, "What are you going to do with them?" I said, "I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do. I ain't picking them up." Praise God. Amen. I put all my straight ones, amen, on a good sled, amen. And that's the way. Isn't that the way all of us builders do, huh? Amen. Do you know what Jesus does? He's not like that, amen. Amen. When Jesus goes to build, he jumps over in the God pile. Amen. He jumps over there where the crooked are. He jumps over there where the worthless are. He jumps over there where it'll never be accepted for anything we'll do. Amen. Brother, hey, I want to preach to you tonight that Jesus is a junk man. Amen. If you're here tonight and we've got a problem with this across America. Amen. We have people coming. Amen. That don't feel like they're good enough, amen, to pray. They don't feel like, hey, you know why? A lot of times we have never asked our neighbors to even pray, but there's people that feel like that. They're under a load. They feel, amen, that God, amen, will not accept them. They feel they're too bad. They're too low. They have a low self-esteem. Amen, they're beat down. They're downtrodden, amen, and by God, they need help, and I'm going to preach to you tonight that Jesus is a junk man. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I got to tell y'all this little story. I am ornery. I just want to let y'all know that tonight. Pretty ornery. Praise God. And I do things my way. I try not to be influenced by what everybody else thinks. I do things that normal people don't do. So we was down in Kingsport, Tennessee, and it was Christmas time. And we've got 8 grandchildren and 3 boys, and I got down there and I decided I'd buy them a Christmas present, you know. And we went around one of them back streets down in the lower end of Kingsport, and it was an old Salvation Army store. Amen. Down there. Amen. Just, I mean to tell you, junk. Woo! My favorite kind. Hallelujah. I ain't like that old boy. He said, when I die, he said, I want my ashes. He said, I want to be cremated, and he said, I want my ashes spread over top of a Walmart so I know my wife will visit me at least one time a day. Hallelujah. Huh? Lord of God, everybody else may do their shopping at Walmart, but boy, by God, just give me a good old junk store. Well, I went in, and everything was on sale for 25 cents a piece. I said, show me your baby dolls. So I went over, and they had a bunch of baby dolls over there, and I got one, jerked it up, and it didn't have but one arm on it. And I said, well, maybe I could do better than that, you know, for those little granddaughters of mine. So, but I got them all a baby doll apiece, and then it come time to look for something for the boys, and I couldn't find nothing very suitable, so I got them a coloring book, a used coloring book. Praise God. That means, in case you ain't with me, all the pages were already colored. Woo! And well, we take them in. We set all the kids down, set all the kids around, and we always have them close their eyes. And Deborah said, now, this is what your Papa Almighty got you. This is what your Papa Almighty got you. You know, she got to spend out here, spend us into poverty, amen, trying to buy him something. Amen. And I'd done the job for $2.75. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God. Amen. So we got them all around. And bless our hearts. We set them down. Open your eyes! And they opened their eyes. Ah! Froze. Abigail picked hers up. She said, what is this? And just threw it down. The old boys, they jumped in their bag, got their coloring books out. And Jordan looked around me and he said, Papa, it's all full. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you. Oh, amen. You know what? Jesus will do the same thing. Amen. He'll take junk and make something out of it. You hear me? Amen. There's a lot of us in here tonight that wouldn't have been here. Praise God. But I tell you, amen, Jesus is a junk man. Jesus, amen, will go after that one nobody else will have. Jesus, amen. God, he'll reach out to that one. Oh, I was preaching the other day. And so help me, a little old red-headed, freckle-faced fat boy come down the aisle and went to the altar while I was preaching. And I tell you what I felt like, said, come on, Mr. President. Amen. We'll stop this whole service and pray with you. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody don't want little dirty children in the church. Huh? That's right. That's right, lice and everything else. Amen. Little old woman got a burden for this church. She went and got her a bus. And she went out in these junkyards, these trailers, amen, these trailer parks. And she got a load of them little old dirty children and brought them into church one Sunday morning. Hey, it's not a church nobody up here knows anything about it. I'm telling you mainline. The main men in the church got her after service and said, listen, we don't want you bringing these kids, you know, through this nice church. They said, we've got a back door. You can bring them in and take them in the kitchen. But don't bring them in here. Amen. Where the saints of God are. Hey, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Oh, God. I believe that's where they need to be. I believe that's where the kids need to be, right in the house of God with the best of us. Amen. I tell you something. When God goes to get him a man, a lot of times he'll get him out of the junk pile. Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, Jesus has spent many a day in his life at life's dumpsters. Huh? Spent all day there. Amen. In John chapter 4, he found a woman. Amen. Sitting near the dumpster. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We can't much.
Well, we can't much fool around this old gal right here. Why, everybody in town knows about this old gal. Amen. But I tell you something, Jesus was very careful with this lady because he wanted her soul. Amen. Let me tell you something. You may be a woman here tonight and you've been loose in your life, but I'm going to preach to you tonight. Amen. Jesus is a just man. Amen. And he wants somebody like you to take in your life by God and straighten it out. Woo! Huh? In Mark chapter 5, Jesus come up on this wild man. Wild man? Wild man. And old boy, that night, Sunday morning, he come into church. Man, been a bad dude. I see him come through the back door. I just kept praying. I'm trying to pray a dope addict through. Amen. And this old boy come through the back door with just as bad as a dope addict. But I already had that dope addict trying to pray him through. Amen. Boy, everybody started going to kicking me and punching me and gouging me. And said, look back here, back here, look back here. I said, my God, I done got me one up here. Won't you go get him? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I tell you. Hey, let's just put it where it is. Amen. We want a little social club instead of a soul saving station. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. We don't want to upset. Amen. The apple cart with some dirty kid with lice all over him. Huh? I'm going to tell you what Jesus will do with you tonight if you're here. I don't care how low down you've been. There is hope for you. Huh? You see him all the time, don't you? Dominic? Amen. By God, the outcast and the offscouring of the world. Amen. When God got ready to choose his apostles, he didn't get the mayor and the governor and the county seat together. By God, he took the low and the lamely. Amen. Those were downcast. Amen. And cast out. That's who God's looking for. Well, no boy. That no boy in our country. Last winter that he lived, he lived in cardboard boxes up under the bridge at one end of town. Cold, boy. I mean, it was cold. He laid up under them and that bridge in that cardboard box. Oh, God, it was awful. He come in. He stunk so bad you couldn't hardly stand the smell of him. Oh, God. Amen. They took him down to the shower stalls. Concrete shower stalls, and they had to take a hose and turn the hose in on him and hose him off. His socks had stuck and matted to his skin. He had lice in his hair. He stunk. He had flies. The flies are swarming him. Green flies are swarming his rotten flesh. Amen. Do you know what? Amen. Them old boys, they cleaned him up. Put him a pair of breeches and a shirt on, and they started praying with him. Oh, God, I tell you, you're talking about the transformation of a tramp, amen. God done it that night, amen. God done the work, amen. Oh, I tell you, amen. He went on and got his brother. Now, as I was more acquainted with his brother. His brother was named Pig Monk. And old Pig, I'd known him since I was a little boy. Amen. They went and got Pig. No, Pig was a bad alcoholic. And he come, and the first time I seen him, well, after we got through praying with him, I said, Pig, how you feel? He said, don't call me Pig anymore. He said, call me Arthur. Amen. Why did he say that to me? I'll tell you why. Because God gave him his self-respect back. Amen. And he said, don't call me Pig anymore. He said, call me Arthur. Hallelujah. You're in here tonight. I tell you something. You don't feel worthy of being saved. You don't feel worthy, amen, of coming to an altar. You're down. Oh, God, have mercy. Ow! I come to church like this, and I look the crowd over. I look the people over. And women that have been abused and are being abused at home, They will not look you in the face. They won't do it. Their husband's roughing them up. Usually they don't have enough self-esteem for nothing. They'll hold their head down just like that right there. They won't look nobody in the face because they're so downtrodden. Are you here tonight and you're like that? Your husband has beat you down. Amen. He don't even allow you to have your own opinion. Amen. If you differ with him on anything, he's down your throat. He's all time telling you, you ain't got sense enough to do nothing. Amen. You ain't got sense enough to do this or that. Can't you do nothing right? Can't you? Amen. I do one thing that I tell you right. Huh?
So one old guy was beating his wife down like that. I'm telling you something. My wife, Deborah, she went to a women's seminar. Her and Sister Shirley's been together on many of them. Having a woman, Debbie told me, she said, honey, she said, of all the things that women tell me that they dread worse than anything else, they said they'd rather take a whooping than to be constantly trashed by some man's mouth. Oh, just beat down. This one guy told his wife, he said, let me tell you something. You better obey me to the hilt. You better do everything I say. He said, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't nothing. She said, how does it feel to be the head of nothing? You're the head of nothing. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. This morning. Amen. This afternoon tonight. I've got to get it right if I say all three of them. Huh? Amen. Brother, amen. Jesus spent time in John chapter 8 with a woman caught in the very act. In Luke chapter 7 verse 37, a woman which was a sinner. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you why. Why did he do this? Amen. Because the poor would have the gospel preached to them. You're here tonight. Amen. You ain't no big eye. There's no big eyes. There's no little use. You're here. You're lost. Amen. You have nothing. I had an old boy to call us Wednesday evening. And he said, when I was just a boy, I haven't seen this kid in years. We raised this kid in our church. Hadn't seen years. He's married and got three children. And he said, I'm so lonely. He said, I don't have nobody. He said, Sister Debbie, he said, you and Brother Mike are the only people that I ever had. And she said, Brother Mike taught me holiness. And he said, I've never forgot it. He said, I'll never get away from the holiness way and the way he taught me. Amen. He said, but I don't have nobody. You could be here tonight in the same situation. You don't have nobody. Nobody! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. In Luke chapter 8 verse 43, there was a woman that had no name. Amen. She had been she had an issue of blood for 12 years, amen. But when she didn't have any name at all, but she had a need. Amen. You may be here tonight and nobody know your name, but you've got a need, amen. Oh, hey, she had an issue of blood, amen. For 12 years she was unclean. The disciples knew she was unclean. The people of the Pharisees knew she was unclean. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you're here tonight and you feel unclean, Jesus can take you to the cleaners. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible said she spent all of her living. Boy. When you're broke, I'll tell you something else you are too. Lonely. My God, ain't nobody had no use for this woman right here. She'd been sick for 12 years. She had a bloody flux. Huh? She'd spent all she had. She didn't have anything. She didn't have no friends. Nobody wanted her. I'll tell you one thing tonight. Every woman in this church would do. If you knew what Jesus Christ has done for women, you'd be up here at this altar on your knees thanking him for what he has done
for the women, the female race. Huh? Oh, yeah, he was. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, it ain't being like it is here in this church tonight. Always, amen. It ain't been for women, amen. In the last, over the last 50 years, buddy. Amen. You've come a long ways. And it's through Christ Jesus. He elevated women. At this time, a woman was nothing. 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 No. She didn't even have a name. She was a nobody, if there ever was one. A nobody. Amen. Amen. Jairus, before that, he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he called for Jesus, and Jesus was on his way, amen, to attend to Jairus' daughter. But this woman had no money, and she was alone. And the Bible doesn't even mention her name. She was a nobody. And all of a sudden, she seen her chance. Oh, isn't it something to realize when your chance comes? Huh? Lord God, Lord, we had this move of God a few minutes ago. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to realize God's doing this for me? Not just the front up here. God's doing this for me. The Spirit of the Lord's doing this for me. How do you know what to do, preacher, in a service? Let me tell you how to figure that out. A lot of y'all tonight looked a little petrified. Some of you look bona fide. Other side look petrified. Amen. How do you know what to do, preacher? Follow the Spirit. If God don't want singing, He can shut singing down. If God don't want anything, God can shut it down. Go! When the Spirit of God moves, go with that right there. That's what God wants, amen. He anoints what He wants in a service. Somebody get up and start testifying. Well, we've had services, nothing but testifying. Because that is what Jesus anointed and wanted. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, you have this little nobody of a woman. She's seen her chance. She goes over and she falls down. There was a crowd there and they thrown him. Wasn't very much room. But all of a sudden she seen a little light and she ran over and she fell down and she touched the hem of his garment. Woo! Jesus looks around and says, "Who touched me?" He said, "Master, how can we do this? This great throng, this great crowd here. How we know who done that?" And here's what Jesus said. He said, "Somebody!" She went from a nobody to a somebody in two verses of Scripture, praise God. I know, hey, somebody! Somebody! Well, not nobody, not no woman, amen. Somebody! Hey, that's what Jesus did for me. I went from a nobody to a somebody. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. We left church the other day. And want to go on door to door visitation. We went about a mile down below the church, turned off a road, went down by what they call Simmonstown, the river. We drove along the edge. We looked over, and I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. I'm up here preaching camming. I didn't come up here to tell nobody no lie. When we passed the trailer on the left-hand side of the road, it was the most filthy, run-down, laden, rat-infested mess that I have ever seen in my life. I never seen nothing like it. God have mercy. Man, man, what a deal. We stopped there, and it was getting close to dark. We went up to the door, knocked on the door. And this little old woman come to the door. Young girl, 23 years old. Already had three children. And later on, we started going down, picking those kids up for church. And I started discussing who they were. And one little old boy's name's Michael. And one of them told their last name. And their last name was this. and told her last name. Her last name was this. And the little old boy said, "What's my last name?" He didn't know his last name. He knew who he was. We knocked on that door. I'm telling you, nothing in New York City was ever as trashy as this right here. Amen. I mean, years. Refrigerators, water heaters, television sets, ranges, everything sitting outside stacked up. Just stacked up. It looked like maybe one time they got a stove and it wouldn't work, and they just went and got another and threw it out over the front porch, and you had to just start your way in to get in on the front porch just to a path. Amen. That woman come out on the porch, and she's doped up, all doped up. And she smiled at us. And I said, "Sis, I said, we come to bear you tidings of Jesus Christ." By God, you know what she done? She broke down and started crying. She said, "Oh God, I've got to get out of this." She said, "I've got to get my kids out of this." Oh, open up the door. One of the filthiest messes you've ever seen in your life. Never. I'm telling you something, I can't describe it, how filthy a mess was inside that house and those little kids in her. The next morning, I told her, I said, "Tracy," I said, she introduced herself. I said, "I'll be back here tomorrow morning. Hey, man, if you come with me to Sunday school." She said, I'll come, and I'll bring my three kids. Next morning, me and Deb drove up in front of her house, and she was ready. She came out there, and guess what she had on? She had on sleeves down to her wrist, and she had on a nice, clean dress down to her ankles. No. No! You talking about people getting upset? She had a pair of britches on. Huh? Let me tell you something. When you're lit out on dope and you're living with every man that walks down that street and walk in your house, your problem is not cutting your hair. Come on. Huh? Do you hear me? By God. By God. Listen to me. Listen to me now. Amen. There she was in need of help. Oh, we hadn't started the singing. We had singing like Brent was doing a while ago and his dad was doing a while ago. And a pair of God fell. I didn't have to preach. She busted over in that seat and started crying. Oh, God. God had a nobody. And he was getting ready to make a somebody out of him. Oh, amen. Brother, I tell you what. God's able to get over in that junkyard. My God, get me out of there. You hear me tonight? I said God is able to be in the junkyard tonight. Oh, hallelujah. He'll get over that coal pile. Glory to God. Woo! Well, I certainly don't want my daughter associating with them. Where'd you get that out of? You sure not never got that out of the Bible. "Call thou no man unclean or common whom God hath cleansed." Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Oh, I tell you tonight, amen, Jesus is a junk man. Glory to God. Oh, I'm going to tell you, and I make no apology to this, and I'm about through, but I admire people that'll go after the cast down, the cast off. Oh, God. Amen. And the cast out. I admire that. I admire David Wilkerson for going to New York and going down there in the slums of New York City and finding Nicky Cruz and bringing him out of a devil's hell. Woo! Oh, I brought a quote. I've got to read this. Got to go back up here and read this. But this touched my heart. Oh, William Booth, he seen that the Methodist Church wasn't moving fast enough for him. He wanted to go down and preach in places that the Methodists just had never got to. So he seen that East London was the absolute worst in the country. East London. They had the slums. They had the adultery, the fornication. The dope just didn't come around the last 20 years, church. It's been here, my God, as long as alcohol. Poppies, they've been growing poppies over in Turkey since it was turkeys over in Turkey, praise God. Huh? Amen. Glory to God. But old Booth wanted to go down there, and he wanted to get him saved. Oh, God. I don't want to jump on you tonight. Amen. I want you to like me. Amen. But if I have to jump on you, I'm going to jump on you. That's like it is. Amen. But I want you to listen to this. Amen. Take the case of William Booth as he undertook to bring God to the slums of London. He said, I hungered for hell. I pushed into the midst of it, the east side of London. 4 days I stood in the seething streets, drinking it all in. I loved it because I loved the souls that made up that muddy stream. I loved it because I love them. God. Now I want to tell you something tonight. Do you know why this message tonight that I'm preaching has went no further today than it has? You understand? I'm speaking present tense. Do you know why this message that I am preaching tonight has went no further today than it's went? You know what? I'm holding everybody here accountable and giving you a charge. It's because we have taken it nowhere. I'm not holding. These preachers probably have. But I'm telling you something, my friend. You'll see people tomorrow I'll never see all my life. And you, 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 and you. We have all seen people I'll never see, but we have not taken the message with us. Boy, I can't help, Brother Strickler, I can't help looking and passing an old shanty that there ain't some lumber in there Jesus could use to build this kingdom. Huh? Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's why it's all over this country. It is all over this country. The undying need is for every one of us to get in God's gob pile. And see if we can't pull something out of there that he could use. You know, I was the meanest kid. We was raised up, old buddy. I seen old buddy up here shouting a while ago. Where's he at? Black boy. Where's the black boy at? Hey, buddy. Hey, man. I was raised up in an old coal camp. It was half black and half white. And that is where I learned the value of human beings. I'll tell you something, buddy. It was an old... It was up in the black part of the camp. There was an old boy by the name of Robert Laws. And Robert Laws was he didn't have no mommy. He didn't have no daddy. He was up there and up in the camp. He slept everywhere he could. He slept anywhere and everywhere. But Robert got awful hungry. And one night we heard somebody knock on the back of the door. And old Robert Laws was standing at the back of the door. We went to the door. My mama seen him. And he said, Mrs. White Woman, he said, would there be any way that you could buy me something to eat? And my mama said, Robert, she said, you pull you up a bucket. We didn't have chairs out there. We had buckets. And she said, Robert down on top of the bucket. And every evening from that evening on, my mama fed that black boy. And I made it up in my heart. I seen how tender he was and how much he loved my mama for feeding him. And I said, those people are good people. I made up my mind right then that they were the right kind of people. And you know what? My mama fed him as long as he come. And they come a day. Robert never came back. He missed that first day, second, third. Robert never came back. I don't know what happened to Robert Laws. Amen. But I loved that boy. And I'd sit and talk to him while he eat. Amen. But I tell you, I hope somewhere that God, somebody give him the message and pulled him out of that junk pile, God, and set him on the road toward heaven. Woo! Hallelujah! Stand to your feet. Now I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what I want tonight. Now I'll tell you, I'm serious about this. Y'all can laugh at kids praying all you want to. But I prayed when I was 19 years old. And I meant business with God. And I prayed because somebody reached their hand out and gave me the message that I needed to find the Lord. And I'll tell you what I'd like to have tonight. Come on. I'd like to have at least 20 people that'll stay up here around this altar tonight until there's, if people come and pray, or ever how many comes and prays, you will stay here and pray with them at this altar until there's nobody else to pray with. Could I have 20 people do that? Could I see your hands? Amen. Any more? 6, 7. Any more? I need about 10 more right quick. You'll stay right here. You'll not go eat or nothing as long as there's somebody up here praying. Oh God. I tell you, church, it's broke my heart to see people praying in the altar and nobody praying with them. Don't be mentioned in a holiness church, but you're here tonight. I don't know if it's that you don't feel like that you're good enough to come and pray. If you think you ain't important, huh? If you think you're too bad, God won't forgive you because you're too bad. I'm making this altar call for you tonight. If you just don't feel worthy of even being in church, I've seen gobs of people since I've been saved just like that. They didn't feel like he was even worthy to come to the altar and pray. Oh God, are you here tonight? Amen. Church, while they're getting ready to sing, let's everybody bow their heads. Now this won't save you. But if you're here tonight and you just feel so bad about yourself, amen, you're sinning, you're not right with God, you know you're not right with God. But you say, Brother Mike, amen, I want you to pray for me. Would there be one here tonight, you'll lift that hand. Would there be one right now, you'll just lift that hand and say, Preacher, pray for me. Oh God, I need help. Would there be one here tonight somewhere? You lift. Thank God for that hand. Thank God for that hand. Would there be another one right quick? Oh, thank God for that hand. Thank God for that 2, 3. Oh, God, would there be another one here tonight? Oh, especially seem like that I'm more impressed that there's a woman here tonight. You give up on yourself. Oh, God, you're saying, Preacher, if you just knew. But the Holy Ghost does know. Amen. Would you lift that hand right now? Would there be one here somewhere, somewhere? Help me, I can't see too good without my glasses. Would you lift that hand right quick? Would you lift that hand right quick? Let's see it right now. Would there be one more? You'll lift that hand, say, Preacher, pray for me. Would there be another one? Oh, God, I know you're here. Please lift that hand right now. God, say, I want out of this. I want out of this. God can help me. I read to you in the Bible about several of these people. Lord, they was in bad shape. But Jesus is a junk man. Would you do it tonight? Would there be one more right quick? I'm not going to hold you any longer. All right. Let's come. Everybody, it would. Let's come around this altar. If you're here tonight, you lifted your hand. We want you to come. Come on. Come on.
Oh, who can change your mind so wretched when the world says
thank God.
There's no
thank
hope.
God for this.
Calls the drunkard.
Come on here now.
Drinking. Set it up.
Come on here.
Yeah,
come on here now.
Nothing.
Come on here.
Just that
you
need.
Ladies, you raise your hand. Why don't you come?
God can do something. God can do something.
Hold on.
Can't believe it. God can do something.
Come on.
Calm the stormy water
on,
when he speaks the demons flee.
Come on,
who God could do such things?
Oh,
who could change a life so wretched? If the world says there's no hope,
God
is so good. Let him at it free. walk from cloud to cloud. Fingerprints are on the sun. Those big stars that hang on nothing. Just one miracle he's done. The bread that comes from the trees. Tell me who.